Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we sit down with Peyton Smith, newly signed to Big Machine Records. Oh, what a few days it's been for Peyton Smith. Made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry stage, heading out on tour with Chris Young, and made his first visit at WSM Radio on Bill Cody's show Monday morning, February the 24th. In fact, Chris Young would introduce him when he made his Opry debut. Here's just a little taste of that. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Peyton Smith.
It's time for the WSM Opry Rewind. Here's a look back at one of the great performances from the most recent Grand Ole Opry. Only on The Legend, 650 AM WSM.
This guy's a Big Machine recording artist. Shipped his first single to country radio this week. He's heading out on my tour this summer, so you know I like him. I'm really, really pumped to get a chance to stand over side stage and see his very first time on the Grand Ole Opry, making his Grand Ole Opry debut. Y'all give it up for Mr. Peyton Smith.
I've grown up, and being from being 5 years old, all I ever wanted to do was stand in this circle and play the Grand Ole Opry. And I grew up in Louisiana, and there's lots of them here tonight. they have a saying back home when you get goosebumps, they call it the frissons. And I got the biggest frissons right now I've ever had in my life. I wrote this song about a year ago, and it's a song that really tells my story and tells my relationship that I have with my family, and shows how much that we sacrificed. Shows how much they sacrificed to make my dream come true, and it's just a. This is for anybody that's got a dad out there. I hope you guys like this song. This is called Daddy's Boots.
Get thrown on early before the sun came up. Walk on down that driveway and jump in that old truck. I can hear that diesel slang.
All right, Peyton Smith, welcome to Coffee, Country, and Cody. Circle Television all over the country and WSM all over the world.
Good morning, sir.
What is running through your mind right now as you sit there with your headphones on and probably hear that back for the first time since you did it over the weekend?
That's literally the first time I've heard it played back since the day it happened, since the night it happened. And, man, just hearing all of that, it brings back all those emotions, man, looking out there.
You said you were okay until you stepped into the circle, and then it happened what Chris Young had told you was going to happen, kind of happened.
Yeah. I asked Chris, I was like, man, you got any advice, you know, before I get up there? And he said, nah, just get up there and have fun. He's like, I will say, man, he's like, that circle is definitely an emotional place.
It's a vortex.
Like, yeah,
step
pretty
in
much.
The circle.
It's a vortex. And you know, I was kind of, all right, well, it's been an emotional day. I'll hold it together. I've kind of gotten all my emotions out anyway. And I stepped in that circle, and I lost it. the tears came falling down. So.
And then you had to do a song like Daddy's Boots, which is a very emotional song, yeah. Too.
Yeah, that song, I wrote that song about maybe about a year and a half ago. And it really is, it's truly my story. You know, I mean, I've worked alongside my dad, and, you know, he's out with us and he's taught me so much. And there's a lot of personal lines in that song, you know, moving from Louisiana to Tennessee, you know, for me to chase that dream.
I got a question right there. Houma, Louisiana. Mm. I mean, it could easily be the capital of French Louisiana.
Got it.
How did the Smiths wind up there? Huh? That's a long way from a French name. That is about as an American name.
I'll tell you, Bill.
What's your mother's maiden name?
So my mother's maiden name is Rochester. Now she's from That's kind of one of those things. It's not at all Louisiana.
Sounds like
name.
The British invasion rather than French Louisiana.
Hey, I'll tell you, I was the only Smith in my school. It was all Thibodeau and Boudreaux and anything with the EAUX. That was like everybody's last name. I was literally the only one with that last name.
One of the things that struck me about your hometown. Yeah,
but
your mother's side, you were saying your mother?
Yeah, she was from New York, and she grew up in New York until she was about 5 years old, and then they moved down to Louisiana. So you talk about a like crazy climate change, like all of a sudden up in New York.
And where's your dad from originally? Or did he grow up in Houma?
He grew up in, he was born in Texas, but grew up in Houma. So, like, I guess that's kind of where the Smith came in. Like, I've got a ton of French heritage and stuff because my great-grandparents are all from, like, all around Houma and a lot of, like, all the French area down there. So I miss my family, but I was just talking about this to somebody the other day. I miss the food just as much as my family.
Where have you found that Nashville measures up? What's the closest you've found here in town? As far as Cajun food.
Oh, man.
Or are we just all imitators?
There's a spot about an hour south of town.
Yeah.
That actually Chris Jansen turned me on to. It's called Boudreaux's, actually. And it's a little, like, just kind of dive kind of restaurant out in the middle of the woods. But the guy's originally from New York. And, like, he, like, cooks great gumbo, great jambalaya, like, and it's pretty legit. Like, it's, like, really good. So that's the best I've had here in Nashville.
You and Joe were comparing notes about that moment when you look back. You get to kind of, you said you exhale, I think, Joe, didn't you? You can actually breathe now that it's over, because leading up to it, you're just so full of emotion.
No, you are. You are.
Not sure how to channel it.
Yeah, no, I think you've gotten the best slot to come in and just talk about it. It's over, because a lot of folks come in before their Opry debut and they have the deer in the headlights, like, I'm here, but I'm not really here. I'm trying not to think about it, but I'm thinking about it constantly, and this is good.
It is, man. It's it was crazy. You know, I look back on it now. You know, a lot of my family left yesterday, and I thought the count was like 63 a couple of days ago before the Opry, and my dad said yesterday it was 68 people came from Louisiana.
Wow.
How about that?
That's just insane.
And Houma's population is like 33,000, something like that, I think.
You know, maybe just 100, so maybe there wasn't that much. Maybe it was almost the whole town. I don't know.
Well, hey, that happened with the great Mike Snyder of Grand Ole Opry.
I've heard that story.
Gleason, Tennessee came.
I've heard that story.
And it is one of the richest moments and connections to a community in the history of the Opry for a debut.
And if we've made you hungry for Cajun food, Papa Boudreaux's Cajun Cafe, Fly Road. Is it Santa Fe? Or is that Santa Fee? Fee
in Santa Fee in Tennessee.
Right. Yeah. Yes, in there Santa Fee. Yes.
All right.
3419 Fly Road, Papa Boudreaux.
If you if you're there, you may run into this guy, our special guest, who debuted over the weekend at the Opry. Peyton Smith continues.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM.
He's got that new car smell because he just debuted at the Grand Ole Opry for the very first time. Welcome back, Peyton Smith, to Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Well, his guitar has that new guitar smell.
Yeah, and for those of you who are wondering about the Cabela's endorsement, who are watching this morning, he's got a stocking cap, or toboggan, as we call them here in some certain parts of the South. He's wearing that. It is a bad hair day. Joe, you can relate.
I can help.
Yes.
Dry shampoo, Peyton.
Dry shampoo. Okay, so I will go get some. Today or sometime this week.
Okay, you know, Target, not your mother's.
Don't spend too much. We found out it really is just alcohol and cornstarch.
2 days. 2 days of discussion and research and investigation on this show about dry
shampoo.
Joe
thought she was setting a trend, and I go, your great-grandmother was probably using dry shampoo.
Dry shampoo. Oh,
man. Got some alcohol? Sure. Yeah, right? We make our own. Got any cornstarch? Yeah, absolutely.
Don't listen to them, Peyton. Just get you a bottle and take it on tour with you on Young Tour.
I'll try it.
You're going to need it out there. It's going to be good for him.
And what is the game that he has aboard his bus that he should be ready to play?
Have you had the Chris Young Golden Tee experience?
I have not.
Oh, my goodness. So we were talking earlier. I was on the Chris Young tour years ago, the Liquid Neon tour, and he carries a golden tee around with him in his vibe room for all to play and have fun. So that you have that to look forward to.
What is a golden tee?
It's like a pinball machine of golf, if you
really
will. It's this big honking thing that he takes and you play golf.
Okay. Cool.
And apparently it's band member grudge match golf, and probably tour partners too, like
That sounds good to me. I guess, I mean, that's like, yeah, I'm not very good at golf, but
before you play and sing it, Charlie referenced, we were talking about that new guitar smell. Mm. You said you just picked up this Fender yesterday. We want to describe it for the radio audience, but the television audience can see it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I said, is that a Strat? Or is it a Tele? And you said,
so what it is? It's a Teleacoustasonic. So it's like got a five six way switch on it. So each of these switches does is it makes it sound like a different kind of acoustic guitar. One could be a parlor guitar, one could be a dreadnought guitar, and you get all the way down to like the end switch, and it's like a Telecaster. Which is really, really cool. So the guys at Fender were telling this to me about like 3 months ago, and I'd been kind of looking for something that was just kind of different and something that was just something that could kind of do a lot of different things all in one. And then they shipped this over to me, I guess about 3 days ago. So I just got to open it. Actually, as of this morning,
it will be making its debut right here. So that is so cool.
So this is the Swiss Army knife of Fender guitars.
That's a perfect way to describe it.
Perfect way to describe it.
Well, what are you thinking about playing and singing this morning? What's in there? What's in your heart?
All right. So I'm going to play our debut single. We've got our debut single coming out to country radio. On March 9th.
Whoa.
And
just right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
That's another first.
It's another first.
You're stacking them in there.
There's so many firsts that have happened, man. Like, it's a crazy just in the past, like, few weeks, you know, like, 3 weeks ago, like, I got a retweet from my hero, Keith Urban.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was crazy. Like, just, you know, I don't know what it is, but every time I see Keith tweet something, like, I don't feel like I need to read it in, like, a regular voice. I feel like I need to read it in, like, if he says something like, yeah, it's not yeah, it's, oh, yeah. You know? Like, it's the funniest thing. I don't know what it is. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Well, that's good.
But,
so set it up and play it for us.
Yeah, so this song is called Like I Knew You Would, and we're really, really excited to see the reaction to it, and it's going to be fun to play that this year with Chris Young. So here it is. To the river, cross the railroad tracks. I was playing it cool. You were kicking it back like I knew you would.
New single on Peyton Smith. It comes out on March 9th.
March 9th.
And yeah. You got a preview of it here. Some of you for the very first time. We'll call it the world premiere. Is that okay?
You got it.
On
got
650 AM.
He's arena ready, y'all. He's stadium ready.
I don't know.
And I saw where Ronnie Bowman was a co-writer on that,
yes,
along with
was.
Dan Fernandez.
Yes,
and that James Stroud, a fellow Louisianan.
That's right.
Dear longtime friend of mine. Was a producer on the EP.
He was, man. Stroud and I have known each other for about close to about a year and a half. And you know, the president of the label I'm on, Big Machine Records, Scott Borchetta, came to me, and we were trying to figure out somebody who felt really a great person to produce this project. And and he brought up Stroud's name, and as Stroud came in to watch us play a couple of shows and a couple of rehearsals, and we just connected. It was just there was so much rhythm. You know, he's a drummer, you know, so he drummed
yeah.
on
yeah,
he drummed on so many
you.
Records, and,
yeah.
and he's just so rhythmic. So a lot of the times, how we like to make records is trying to capture that live energy. And then it's all about rhythm and syncopation.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, that's Peyton Smith. He's out on the road touring with Chris Young this year. Mm-hmm. Uncasville, Connecticut, March 26th. Indio, California. Columbus, Ohio. Cape Girardeau, Missouri in his future. And CMA Festival. Hoping somebody would see him and he could make a difference. And Scott Borchetta did. Not unlike Taylor Swift at the Bluebird that night. That changed music forever. That's how it happened. Big Machine artist. And that's Peyton Smith. Fresh off his Opry debut.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.